KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Some high school sports around the region last night. Let's start with track and field. The Griswold Tiger Relays girls meet held last night in the Class A division. It was Griswold winning the title with 183 points. Fremont Mills with a 154 total was second. Sydney third at 108. Essex, Nishnabotna, Adair Casey, and Heartland Christian, the rest of the Class A field. Among the winners, Lexi Larson of Sydney took the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills won the 400 meters. Rebecca Topham of Griswold took the 800 title. Andrea McClary of Fremont Mills, the 100 hurdles. Alex Flippin of Griswold won both the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Rebecca Topham of Griswold took the 400 hurdles titles. Also in the field events, Jackie Rush of Griswold won the discus. Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills took the high jump. Taryn Williams of Fremont Mills won the long jump, and the shot put was won by Mackenzie Rainey of Griswold. Also in the relays, Essex won the 4x100, the 4x200. Sydney took the 4x400. The 4x800 relay went to Griswold. The shuttle hurdle relay won by Fremont Mills. Sydney won the sprint medley. Griswold took the distance medley relay. Also in the Class AA division at the Tiger Relays last night, Kemper Catholic won the team title with 133 points. Red Oak 97 was second, Underwood third with 90, Riverside, Southwest Valley, and AHSTW, the rest of the field. Individual winners include Emma Bonnet of Underwood, who won the 100, the 200, and the 400 meters. Kate Walker of Red Oak took the 800. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW won the 100-meter hurdles. Kate Walker of Red Oak took the 1,500. Kendra Topp of Southwest Valley, the 3,000. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW also won the 400 hurdle event. In the field events, Riverside's Taylor Frayne won the discus. Anna Bauer of AHSTW took the high jump title. Sydney Stryker of Red Oak took the long jump, and Taylor Frayne of Riverside the shot put. In the relays, AHSTW won the 4x100, Underwood the 4x200, Kemper Catholic the 4x400. The 4x800 title went to Underwood. Kemper Catholic took the shuttle hurdle relay and the sprint medley relay, as well as the distance medley relay title in last night's meet. Also at the Harlan Cyclone Invitational last night, it was Harlan winning the boys' meet with 136 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 99. Lewis Central, Abraham Lincoln, and OABCIG round out the top five in that meet last night. Among the individual champs, Caleb Rasmussen won the 200 meters. Also, Nick Huff of Harlan was the 800-meter champ. Jackson Eden of Atlantic won the 1,600-meter run. Michael Soranko of Harlan, the 3,200 meters. Atlantic's Grant Reed took the 110 hurdles title. Also, last night in that meet, it was Harlan winning the 4x800 meters and the 4x400 meter title. Atlantic Shuttle Hurdle Relay Team was a winner last evening. Also in the shot put, Curtis Schnack of Harlan won the title in that event. Another meet last night, the Lewis Central Girls Invitational. In the team competition in that meet last night, it was Thomas Jefferson winning the title with 147.5 points. Abraham Lincoln with 112.5 was second. Trainer tied for second with 112.5. Dennison was fourth with 112. Close race at the top. Lewis Central was fifth with 111.5 points. Now, among some of the individual champions, Kaylee Christensen of Trainer took the shot put title. Also, Trainer's Madison Paulson won the long jump. East Mills' Sarah Waddell took the girls' high jump title in that meet at Lewis Central last night. Also winning last night, Laura Hempel of Trainer. She took the 100-meter hurdles title in that meet. That's at the Lewis Central Invitational last night. Also at the Bob Evans Relays in Logan Magnolia High School last night, it was Missouri Valley winning the title with 146. Bowyer Valley with 106 was second. West Harrison third with 89. Logan Magnolia and Woodbine round out the top five in that event. Some of the winners last night from the Bob Evans Relays include Reed Curlin of Missouri Valley winning the discus. Also Drew Pauley of Mo Valley took the 3,200. Sage Lloyd of Missouri Valley, the winner in the 100-meter dash. The 400 meters went to Justin Miller of Missouri Valley. Miller also took the 800-meter title. The 200-meter dash to Sage Lloyd of Missouri Valley. And Mo Valley also won the 4x100-meter relay in that meet last night, helping them to the team title. Now, some other high school sports around the area last night at the Shenandoah Mustang Boys Golf Invitational. It was Atlantic winning the title by one stroke. Atlantic wins with a 306 total. Maryville was second with a 307. Shenandoah at 318 was third. Denison, Clarinda, Red Oak, and Glenwood the rest of the field. That's in the large school division. In the small school division, Nottoway Valley won the team title with 360. East Mills at 365, the runner-up. Southwest Valley, Shenandoah, Bedford, and Southwest Iowa the rest of the field. Individually, Jake Olson of Atlantic won medalist honors as he shot a 72 and then won a playoff. Stephen Martin of Shenandoah also shot 72 yesterday. Those two in a playoff, and Olson wins the medalist award. Also for Atlantic, Kyle Nelson placed sixth, shooting a 76. Ben Reno shot 78 for 12th place, and Zach Stork posted 80 for 15th place in that meet. Also in high school boys golf yesterday, Creston won a triangular, shooting a 147. Winterset 176, Clark 216. In girls golf, Atlantic defeated Glenwood 180 to 255. Erin Olson shot the low round. She was medalist for Atlantic, shooting a 37. Also last night in girls golf, Creston 193 to beat Clark with 221, and Winterset at 287. Boyer Valley also won a triangular at 224, beating IKM Manning, who shot 235, and Denison 237. In girls tennis last night, Glenwood defeated Atlantic 9-0, Shenandoah 9-0 over St. Albert, Lewis Central beat Harlan 5-4. In boys tennis, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 6-3, Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 7-2, Red Oak over Audubon 8-1, Lewis Central 8-1 over Harlan, Denison beat Sioux City East 9-0. In girls soccer last night, AHSTW edging Riverside 1-0, Kemper Catholic beat Creston 3-0, Glenwood 8-0 over Denison. In boys soccer, it was Riverside over AHSTW 4-3, Glenwood beating Omaha North 1-0, Underwood over Creston 4-2, Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda Academy 5-1, Kemper Catholic downing Alta Aurelia 8-0, and Sioux City West beating Denison by a 4-1 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, an interleague play was Boston over Washington 8-7, Detroit beat Pittsburgh 2-0, the Dodgers over Seattle 6-5. In the American League, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 4-3, Tampa Bay over Toronto 3-2, Chicago beat Cleveland 4-1, Texas 8-2 over the Angels, Oakland topping Houston 4-0. In the National League, Miami over Atlanta 8-2, the Mets beat Philadelphia 6-5, Cincinnati over Chicago 3-2, San Diego beat Arizona 5-1, Colorado topping San Francisco 4-1. In Pacific Coast League play, Omaha beat Memphis 5-1, Iowa at New Orleans was rained out yesterday. Kansas City Royals have suffered their first loss of the season. It's right fielder Alex Rios. He was placed on the 15-day disabled list with a broken bone in his left hand. Rios was hit by a pitch Monday in the eighth inning of their game at Minnesota. X-rays revealed a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal, which is the bone that the hand leads to the pinky finger. The team said no timetable for his return has been set, declaring him out indefinitely. The injury typically takes about a month or so to heal. The Royals and the Twins will resume their series today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.